Q94, Joe Mountain Rock, and Friday Coaches Show is continuing. Every Friday, of course, we hang out with high school football coaches, and we're in Douglas County to talk with head coach of the Ava Bears, Casey Merrifield. Hey, Coach, how we doing, man?
Doing great, and you?
Hanging in there. It's Friday, and it's hot again. So
absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to have to deal with all that. So there'll be water breaks and all that kind of stuff that's going to be taking place during high school football games. But, you know, last week, your Ava Bears, you guys took on Logan Rogersville, part of the Ozark Mountain Conference, that new conference that aligned with West Plains and Carl Junction and Marshfield. But I tell you what, man, your Ava Bears, you guys fought, man. I mean, you went there with a goal in mind, and I think when you left there, Rogersville knew that they were in a football game.
Yeah, you know, it's something we talked about all week. I think going into the game, everybody expected us to kind of get our tails handed to us, and we talked about making it a statement game. And, you know, I don't think it happens very often, but in a loss, I feel like we made a statement that, you know, we showed up to play. We never quit. The kids, you know, they went toe-to-toe and just kept throwing haymakers. And they're extremely proud of the kids and the way they battled for four quarters. And I think, you know, at the end of the year, we'll look back and say we were a better football team because of that game.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's just what I was fixing to ask you. You know, there's games throughout the year that I think is most coaches look at that just for that reason. You know, of course, we want to win. We're in this game to win it, but this game's going to make us better. And was that kind of your approach?
Yeah, 100%. You know, that's why we put Rogersville on the schedule. You know, we like to win every game we play in, and, you know, looking at it year in and year out, there's going to be years that we probably can't even compete with them, but we think that playing those bigger schools with all those athletes, that it's going to make us a better football team at the end of the year. So we're excited to keep them on the schedule, and we're going to take our lumps week two. We understand that, but we'll be better for it. We're just going to keep grinding and try to be a better football program.
Well, you're kind of, you know, looking at your schedule, you're kind of in that gauntlet, and every team kind of has this. I mean, you're in a three-game stretch of some pretty good football, and tonight, and all three of them, you know, have been on the road, but tonight you head to Mountain Grove to take on Coach Swofford, that you know you're well acquainted with. But what have you been seeing out of Coach Swofford and his Mountain Grove Panthers so far this year?
You know, we did get to see him at Evangel Camp, so we got a, you know, a personal eyes on, and you know, we saw a lot of these guys. You know, they played a young squad last year. Everybody knows how good Estep is with the ball in his hands, so we feel like we've got a really good understanding of what kind of athletes they have, you know, running the same system pretty much across the board. We understand what they're going to try to do schematically. So, you know, we're prepared for a dogfight, and we're excited about the challenge in front of us.
In a game like this, you know, both teams kind of, you know, the same offense, and how you know, the special teams, you know, because to me, you know, you guys run pretty much, you know, you're similar offensively, but can special teams be that separator?
You know, I think in a game like this, you look at special teams and turnovers. Those are the two things that could have determine the outcome. So we've put a lot of work into special teams this week. We feel like we're really prepared, and we know we got to take care of the football.
Yeah, I mean, turnovers, penalties, too. I mean, in a game like this, you know, here you are, it's third and two. That's manageable. And then somebody, now all of a sudden, it's third and seven. To me, in a game like this, boy, being able to harness those penalties could definitely be a big factor, too, right?
Absolutely. You know, when you're a flexbone football team and you like to ground and pound, anytime you get behind the chains, it puts you in a bad spot. So, you know, you talk about penalties, we talk about negative plays. Anytime you have a negative play, miss a block and get blown up in the backfield or something, it really puts that drive in a dangerous spot. So, you know, who can eliminate those negative plays is going to be a lot better shape on Friday night.
For sure. Again, everybody, head coach of the Ava Bears, Casey Merrifield, we appreciate you taking the time out to visit with us. Good luck tonight, and we'll touch base with you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.